time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Supreme Court has given Donald Trump the go-ahead to implement the newest version of his travel ban policy in its entirety. Lower court rulings had exempted from the travel restrictions foreigners with bona fide family or business or educational ties to the United States, but the justices issued a stay on Monday that allows Trump to carry out the new policy even on those with U.S. connections, at least for now. The third iteration of Trump's travel ban sought to limit, to varying degrees, issuance of visas for travel to the U.S. by citizens of eight countries, six of which are majority Muslim. Two liberal justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, indicated they would have denied the Trump administration request to fully implement the policy, which Trump issued by proclamation in September. Donald Trump has officially endorsed Roy Moore in his Senate race in Alabama.
In a statement, Trump said Democrats' refusal to give even one vote for massive tax cuts is why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. The president also called Moore today and said, according to a tweet from Moore, "Go get him, Roy." Just got off the phone with President Trump, who offered his full support and said he needs a fighter to help him in the U.S. Senate. Now, Trump all but endorsed Moore last month after several women told The Washington Post that Moore pursued them when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s.
Trump's endorsement of Moore prompted the RNC to re-enter the state and support Moore's candidacy as well. The special election in Alabama is scheduled for next Tuesday, December 12th. Representative John Conyers of Michigan, the longest-serving member of the House of Representatives who is facing multiple allegations of sexual harassment, won't seek re-election in 2018, according to a relative. Ian Conyers said that his great-uncle would serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in January 2019, and then retire. Ian Conyers said he will run for his great-uncle's seat. The president was in Utah Monday to sign two presidential proclamations, shrinking the size of Bears Ears National Monument by more than 80% and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument by almost half.
Therefore, today, on the recommendation of Secretary Zicky and with the wise counsel of Senator Hatch, Senator Lee, and the many others, I will sign two presidential proclamations. These actions will modify the national monuments designations of both Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. As many of you know, past administrations have severely abused the purpose, spirit, and intent of a century-old law known as the Antiquities Act. This law requires that only the smallest necessary area be set aside for special protection as national monuments. Unfortunately, previous administrations have ignored the standard and used the law to lock up hundreds of millions of acres of land and water under strict government control. These abuses of the Antiquities Act give enormous power to faraway bureaucrats at the expense of the people who actually live here, work here, and make this place their home.
A group of environmental and conservation groups sued Trump and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke in federal court on Monday, alleging that they don't have the authority to reduce the size of Grand Staircase Escalante. A similar suit over the decision to shrink Bears Ears Monument is expected by a group of Native American tribes in Utah. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has abruptly reversed course on a bail agreement his office struck with Paul Manafort's legal team last week that would have allowed him to be released from GPS monitoring. CNN's Jim Sciutto has more.
Here you have Paul Manafort, a little more than a month after he was charged with multiple crimes relating to the work he did for the pro-Russian former president of Ukraine, was found to be ghostwriting an editorial in violation of the terms of his bail and doing so with a Russian who has ties to the Russian intelligence service. And he was working on this editorial as recently as just this past Thursday, just a few days ago. Now, I'm going to quote from the judge's statement during the plea agreement. He said that his lawyers and prosecutors have asked him to, quote, refrain from making statements to the media or in public settings that pose a substantial likelihood of material prejudice to this case. His lawyers, the special counsel's office, say that doing this editorial with this Russian known to U.S. intelligence is a violation of that. So he stands the possibility of losing some of the privileges he has from this deal, including being freed from house arrest, being freed from GPS monitoring. That, of course, was in exchange for him putting up $11 million in property as a bail, because the prosecutors consider him a flight risk. That's why they made him do it. So just in the midst of negotiating that, he gets those little pieces of freedom here. But then from the prosecutor's perspective, has violated the terms of that agreement with really something that you would think would be an obvious thing not to do. I got the news.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.